And now a story about the effects of war and violence in a different part of the world and how specialists are learning from it. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have created a need for innovative treatments for severe battle wounds. Service members often suffer injuries that disfigure and even eliminate parts of their face. At a Defense Department clinic in Texas, surgeons are restoring missing facial features, and in a way, they're restoring the identities of the wounded. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday takes us to the clinic at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio.
36-year-old Army Staff Sergeant Shiloh Harris served two tours in Iraq as an Army Cavalry Scout. His life changed forever more than 3 years ago when he and his team were patrolling in an area south of Baghdad.
I was the third truck in the convoy. Two trucks had already passed over this site. And, you know, I guess I drew that hand that day. You know, I got hit with the IED. I don't remember a lot. My truck was literally just blown to pieces.
Harris suffered burns to nearly 35% of his body. The two other soldiers in the vehicle were killed instantly. Parts of his nose were missing, and both of his ears were blown off. Harris, who can read lips and is aided by temporary hearing aids, spent several grueling months at Brooke Army Medical Center's burn unit. He's now working with doctors at the Maxillofacial Prosthetic Clinic at Wilford Hall Medical Center. Today, his anaplastologist, Nancy Hansen, is fitting him with a new set of ears.
I hadn't told anybody today was a delivery
day. Oh,
no, so nobody knows. I'm just going to show up and I'm just going to start, you know, hey, what's up, you know, and see who notices first.
This place feels like a special effects lab on a movie set. All over the clinic are detailed photographs of facial features and lifelike silicone models of faces that look completely real. Colonel Alan Sutton is the director of this operation, one of only two clinics within the Department of Defense that attempt to rebuild the faces of wounded warriors. Sutton and his team get input from patients on the kinds of facial features they think will look and feel the best.
And this is kind of the cool thing. You know, what do you think your jaw should look like? Or if they have no ears, would you like to go shopping down the hallway and look at other people's ears to select what you wish to have your ears look like?
Plastic prosthetics are created that can be glued onto the patient's ears or nose, but these are only temporary.
From there, we want to convert them to something a little more permanent, and we plan with the surgeons to place titanium implants into their skull, which have little studs that stick out that we can hook magnetically retained ears onto their skin.
Nancy Hansen inspects the titanium studs in Harris's head to make sure there is no immediate risk of infection. She then shows Harris his new silicone ears that match his own skin tone. Embedded inside each are three magnets that will attach to the metal studs.
They look clean. They look really good, Shiloh. Is it sensitive? This side looks very good.
You'll hear it click on just like we've been hearing through all this process.
Well, it feels good.
Shiloh Harris looks into a mirror for the first time since being wounded in battle and sees his ears.
Feel funny. It looks funny to me, you know, because I've been, what, like 3 years without ears, you know, and then all of a sudden, it's like there's something there. You know? I don't know. I'm happy, though. It's been a long road to get here.
Harris medically retired from the military in 2010. He will return to the clinic at Wilford Hall for routine maintenance on his new ears.
As soon as I get some new hearing aids, watch out.
Be bad stuff.
Watch out.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.